We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, your ball club coming off a victory over Chautauqua 55-6. And you look at those final scores and you wonder, okay, what can a team gain from that? But there were a lot of lessons that your ball club could garner from that game against Chautauqua.
One thing that we needed to learn most from that game was the fact that, you know, even if you know that you probably should win by a lot, you still have to go out and play hard. We failed to do that for quite a bit, which was really disappointing. But, you know, in the end, they always say a win's a win. So that's what we did.
What were some of the positives that you saw from your ball club on Friday night?
Offensively, we executed about as good as we could. I think we threw we were 5 of 6 passing. Three of those went for touchdowns, you know, so, and they were long touchdowns. So we protected our passer, and we caught the ball really, really well. We stayed on our blocks in our run game. You know, we had a lot of big plays. Other than that, I mean, defensively, we did wake up and we started playing, you know, and we got our young kids some time on the field, and they executed pretty well when they got out there. But I was just hoping to get them out there a little bit more.
We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza on the Area Coach's Corner. You get Wetmore coming up tomorrow night, and this is going to be one of your stiffer tests of the season. First off, what do you know about Wetmore?
Well, they've got a lot of seniors at play. They're all, you know, pretty quick. They're aggressive to the ball. They tackle well. On offense, I mean, they've got two kids that can throw the ball pretty well. And they got some athletic receivers. They're pretty well-rounded team. They should definitely, you know, give us all the competition we need and more.
For your team on Friday night, what do you see as the keys? Where does your ball club have to be sharp to get this victory?
We definitely have to stick on blocks. Their middle linebacker, yeah, he's a heck of a ball player from what I've seen on tape. If we can get him blocked, you know, 90% of the time, a lot of our plays will be able to work. Defensively, we just got to, you know, definitely got to be able to tackle in space. They spread it. They spread the ball. You know, they run a spread offense a little bit more than we do. So, and in six man, you know, space is there's a lot of it anyways. But if we can get our tackles in space and get people to the ball, we'll be able to do just fine. And if we trust our reads and trust our game plan, I think we should be able to come away with a pretty good win.
Coach Forenza, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck tomorrow night against Wetmore, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Hey, thank you so much, and thank you for everything you do.
That's Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas on KVOE, live and local.